Today's pilot, Sorry for Your Loss, stars Elizabeth Olsen and Kelly Marie Tran, who you may know from the two biggest movie franchises out right now, Avengers and Star Wars. Now, when I heard that those two were in this cast, I assumed maybe this will be on Showtime, maybe FX, but I was shocked to learn that this cast is actually airing on Facebook. We have plenty of thoughts about the pilot, so stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin. Is it too late now to
say sorry? Cause I'm missing more. Here it is, right here. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to TV Pilot Reviews here on AfterBuzz TV. My name is Jeff Graham, and this is a show where we review Hollywood's hottest weekly pilots because we're in an era where there's a brand new scripted show coming out every week, which is kind of insane, but awesome. And today, as I mentioned, we're covering a Facebook Watch show, a scripted comedy drama called Sorry for Your Loss. I'm very excited to talk about it because I think it's a very interesting show and I think we'll have some opinions on it. Just to be clear, guys, today we are only reviewing the pilot to this show. We're reviewing episode one of Sorry for Your Loss. Yesterday, Facebook dropped four episodes and it looks like there's going to be 10 total, but we are only talking about the first one. As I mentioned, my name is Jeff Graham. I'm not alone. I'm surrounded by a group of brilliant panelists, including the beautiful Linda Antwi.
Hi, guys.
The beautiful Sam Davidson.
Hello, everyone.
And the mediocre.
I love you too.
The extraordinarily handsome D'Angelo Platt. Okay, so today's show, I want to say sorry to bother you because of the movie that just came out, but it's Sorry for Your Loss. As I mentioned, it's starring Elizabeth Olsen and Kelly Marie Tran, and the show is basically following, it's kind of a really a star-making performance for Elizabeth Olsen. She's playing a character who we learned very early in the show is recently widowed, and that's kind of really what the show's about. So with that being said, let's watch the trailer, and we'll talk about the show after that.
Yesterday and said that if your spouse dies, it feels like losing $308,780 a year. How do you put a dollar amount on death? Like, how is that even a thing with the price tag?
This is our home.
This is our home.
This is our home. This is where we're supposed to live. This is where we're supposed to live.
Matt was the glue that held us together. I hate how in the beginning everyone wants to send you flowers and they stop calling and writing and doing nice things for you because they're over it and they expect you to be over it.
You think you knew him, but you really didn't know him as well as you thought.
Do you know your husband's passcode to his phone?
Doesn't everyone? I mean, otherwise I'd wonder who he was texting that he didn't want me to see.
My sister's in free fall.
I just want to know things about him that I didn't get to know.
Nothing makes me happy.
Right now, but think about a year from now, 2 years from now.
Matt was my favorite person, and now I'm just Matt all the time.
You have to show up for yourself.
Whatever you need to feel, you get to feel it.
There it is.
Ow.
I'd say that trailer very accurately depicts the show. I will say sometimes I watch the trailer and I think, does that really seem like that's for that show? I feel like to me that trailer sort of nailed the show.
I disagree.
Sam, you first. What did you think of Sorry for Your Loss overall?
I didn't see the trailer before it. Lately I've been going into things blind because I've been so busy, but it's also been good. And so I don't watch anything before I have to watch what I have to watch. And that trailer would have helped me in my watch, honestly. I think if I know what to expect, I didn't know what to expect, zero whatsoever, and the first episode was really sad to me for the most part.
Very sad. I agree. What did you think, though? Did you like it?
I'm not sure. I think I could. I could really like it. It just depends where it goes.
I agree. Yeah. I'll hop in because I kind of have similar feelings, I think. Then we'll go to Linda next, if that's okay, D'Angelo.
Not okay.
It was very sad, I will say. Which isn't a bad thing, right? Art is allowed to be sad, but it was just pretty heavy. I gotta say, though, I think Elizabeth Olsen is very, very good in this. I was very taken aback by her performance. I don't think you guys will be shocked to learn I liked the show, at least, because I like these kind of serious comedy dramas. This director, James Ponsoldt, is a director I really, really like. He directed a movie called The End of the Tour, which is about David Foster Wallace. It has Jesse Eisenberg and... why can't I think of him? How I Met Your Mother, Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Jason Segel.
Jason Segel, thank you. I wanted to say Jason Sudeikis, which is not right. And he has a very... The thing I like about James Ponsoldt's work, and the thing I saw in this pilot, is that it is very human. You know, like when there's so much broad comedy and so much television that's elevated, no matter how you feel about this show or the performances, you do feel like you're watching something very, very real, which I think can be hard to find on television. So I think for that reason, I definitely like it. I'll be excited to see a little more pace and action in future episodes, I think. But I was pretty impressed, especially considering this outing was from Facebook. Linda, I'm curious.
I liked it overall. I think that it was very true.
Yeah.
It was very heavy, but it was very accurately depicted.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I felt.
D?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was good. And I think they have already started a better precedence than what YouTube had started when they started releasing shows. So it's very quality, like great actors and actresses. I have critiques, but like in regards to the show, I thought it was really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I felt like it really came together well. I felt like there was times I was a little bored or not sure that the show really knew exactly what it was doing, but I was very moved in the last 2 minutes. I don't know what you guys thought. I won't give anything away yet, because just so you guys know, I should have said at the top, but right now this is sort of your spoiler-free review of the show, so if you want to go in not knowing much, you can hear our thoughts now. But at a certain point, and we'll warn you, we will be talking about the show more specifically with spoilers. And yeah, I wasn't sure if the show knew where it was going, but I thought by the time you reached the end, it all hung together pretty well.
I like the opening monologue too. Like, I actually thought that was, I mean, she put me in from there. I think I believed her, which was dope.
Yeah, I think a show like this really hangs on the performance of the lead. Mm-hmm. Do you guys all think Elizabeth Olsen is doing a nice job?
Yeah, I was saying this before. Mm-hmm. I have an old school Olsen twin obsession. And it's deep rooted. I thought that my middle name was Michelle because my mom named me after Michelle from Full House. So this is deep rooted. So I have a very hard time sometimes looking at her and not thinking about anything else.
Yeah.
And that's just probably 2% of the population. Way less than 2% of the population. But at the end of it, I'm like, okay, Elizabeth. Okay.
All right.
Let's do this. You're good. I want to see more.
She does look like her sisters. If anyone didn't know, Elizabeth Olsen is the sister of Mary-Kate and Ashley, who are no longer acting. But she's slowly becoming an actress I really like. I thought she was good in the Avengers movies. Mm-hmm. And did you guys see Ingrid Goes West when that came out?
Yes.
She's really good in that, too.
That movie is insane, but
it's
yes.
Crazy, but she's great.
After that movie, I really started to like her as well.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay, any other thoughts on this show that are like sort of the more vague thoughts before we talk about the development history of this show? Okay, well, let's talk about sort of where this came about. This show was created by, I have it right here, Kit Steinkeller, which is an amazing name. I feel like if your name is Kit Steinkeller, you have to be a writer. She was a playwright before she created this show. And it was originally slated for Showtime, which I think makes a lot of sense, having seen some other Showtime shows on, this after show. And as I mentioned, James Ponsoldt is directing and is an executive producer on the show. And I think he's really bringing a specific sensibility to the show. A pretty good cast, which I was amazed to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm interested because I originally thought, Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook, they have a ton of money. The smartest thing for them to do if they want to start creating content is create their own content. They're not going to go up against the Amazons and the Netflixes and the Showtimes and HBOs, but they are. So I thought they created this on their own, but it just landed here, which is interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's almost smart in a way, though, because they're playing the game just like the networks are, right?
I mean, they got the money.
And I think rather than developing their own shows, sometimes it's smarter for networks to just, pick hot properties and air it. So,
if I worked at a network, I would just do the exact opposite. I wouldn't want to compete with anyone. I'd want to create my own thing.
I think that if you pick the hottest things that are happening right now and you already have a built-in audience, then as soon as you have more of that built-in audience watching your scripted, then you start developing your own, because you now have people knowing that there's, like, before Jeff talked about this today or the other day, I didn't know that there was this scripted show on Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, even that's what my critique would be, is you have to have the Facebook app to watch it. like, I'm surprised that we didn't know about the show. Like, I mean, if you're on Facebook consistently, Jeff, I know you're on Facebook a lot. Like, yeah. you would think you would see trailers like this on, like,
he's right.
Yeah, threw you under the bus.
Yeah.
That's payback for earlier.
Fair enough.
No.
Jeff, I know you're on Facebook a lot.
He's not wrong.
But, no, seriously, I would have thought they would have advertised it a little bit better. Because I think it's a really high quality show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and think about all the ads. I'm on there too, Jeff. You know that. Yeah. Like, we see a lot. There's so many ads. There's so many things. And we didn't see much of it. And also, it's nice to have the option to watch something on your television screen at the very least. And what, we're going to airplay it? That's kind of annoying. And we're just going to watch it on our computer. It's not annoying because you do it. It's annoying because it very rarely works in some internet households. So.
Yeah. Had you guys even heard of this show?
I had never heard
Definitely
of it.
Not, no.
I had no idea that there was scripted anything Facebook.
I was shocked. And, like, I expected this to be, I mean, it's one thing to have zero marketing, but it's a small no-name cast. But, like, these
big
are
names.
Fairly bankable names. I mean, Kelly Marie Tran, again, like, she's in Star Wars. Elizabeth Olsen is in Avengers. These are, like, literally the two biggest franchises right now. Mm. It's so strange that we haven't heard more. I mean, we live in L.A. I haven't seen a single billboard.
I think it makes me wonder what their game plan is with it. Maybe they're, like, looking to have a bunch of them there, and then people will just scroll through and kind of discover it on their own, mm-hmm. like an organic. I mean, it seems like we've talked about this a lot, but, like, with TV shows, a lot of them are still kind of word of mouth now.
Yeah.
And maybe they're just kind of, like, banking on people eventually getting over there and seeing that there are, like, five or six good shows.
See, like, I watch, I watch another show on Facebook mm-hmm. Watch or whatever they're calling it.
What show?
Facebook Watch.
Trevor Noah. I watch his show.
Oh, the...
The Late Show, the in-between scripts or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I had no idea. Like, there was a whole, I literally today took time to go through and see that, like, there's actually scripted and there's, like, self-help and a bunch mm-hmm. of stuff that mm-hmm. I would not have known of.
I did know about, because you guys are saying you didn't know about Facebook Watch.
No, I did. There's another show at AfterBuzz that we've covered, drama.
I didn't know there was a scripted show.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Because I know I watched the LeVar Ball thing, which is a reality show. So I knew it existed.
How was that show?
I mean, it's light. It's a reality show, so.
But is it, like, quality? And guys, we will get back to the show, I promise. But we are a TV coverage network, so this is a valid discussion.
Yeah, no, quality, I would use the word quality. Like, I remember, like, the only comparable that I have would be, like, when we first started reviewing YouTube shows, scripted mm-hmm. YouTube shows, and some of them were just, like, really corny. But
right.
They were kind of going for the preteen thing, so maybe, feel like they've gotten better. But.
That's what's interesting is, and our producer's letting us know that we are covering Sacred Lies here.
That
so
is the
other
show.
Scripted show that Facebook is running right now is a show called Sacred Lies. And what's interesting is that's another really well-respected show. It's got like an 86% on Metacritic.
Mm-hmm.
So what's really interesting to me is that I felt like YouTube was at least pushing the marketing more, but their shows weren't as good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whereas Sacred Lies, which we're covering, and I want you guys to know it's the official after show for Facebook, which is cool. We're running it here, and we've gotten guests every week. It's a well-respected show, and mm-hmm. I think all of us agree this was a pretty good show we watched today.
I
haven't heard a thing about it.
I feel like Facebook is trying to be the next Netflix, whereas YouTube, and I'm saying this years ago before Amazon got really good content, mm-hmm. but like was the old Amazon when it was kind of just starting to catch up with Netflix, maybe.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of our little tangent on Facebook Watch, which I do think is a valid discussion to have.
Part of an argument.
But at this point, we are going to get into more specifics about Sorry for Your Loss. We've given you our general thoughts. So if you haven't seen the show, here come your spoilers.
Spoiler alert! Spoiler
okay.
alert!
Okay, as I mentioned at the top, this show is about Lee Shaw, played by Elizabeth Olsen, whose husband is dead. And it's sort of her coping with that and really just the fallout from that. Is this too gloomy of a premise to work for a television show?
No.
Maybe not. I mean, you think about Weeds. Weeds was a very depressing premise. Mm-hmm. It was a woman that had just lost her husband and had to start selling drugs to survive. Sad, but it was hilarious and light and bright. But this didn't give me the... I don't think they're trying to go for that necessarily, but I didn't laugh very often.
Mm-hmm. I mean, well, I'll put this in there. I mean, if at the end of the day, you want like a consumer base that can relate to this,
mm-hmm.
and they're talking about how people grieve and like what support systems look like around them, and so like that's a very compelling thing to me to want to watch. So I think it's good. I think there's a big audience for this.
There is. Okay, so I was debating. In my head. So I recently went through a loss, and watching this show reminded me of everything that does go on, and it was very accurate. Mm-hmm. And I think that earlier on when you were saying, like, I don't know what the direction was, I think that that might have been the direction, because in those moments and in this that time frame, like the 3 months, you don't feel like you have a direction. You're it's raw emotion, so you're just kind of living in that moment. So sometimes you're good and sometimes you're not good, and I think that it was accurately portrayed in this pilot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Elizabeth Olsen has a really hard job here, because people aren't at their most likable when they're going through grief, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, like, of course, you're dealing with... to lose a spouse? I mean, she's going through the greatest pain of her life, this character that is. So she has no right to be a very nice person. And she's not. Throughout this pilot, even another character calls her the B word, and she... I think one thing I like about Elizabeth Olsen's performance is it's cold, understandably, and it's obviously very heavy, but there is this very subtle sense of humor that I think is running through every decision she's making as an actress that I was really impressed by.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think also, just as, you know, I guess I'm 30 now. Oh my God, I'm almost 31. What is happening? But I feel like I'm the same age range. If I was ever trying to hide it, like, it's gone.
It's all good.
But, if I was... Okay, so I'm the same age range as Elizabeth Olsen always portrays. And I'm like, okay, if a young girl who could be my friend, you know, that I could know very well, got married and her husband died, like, this could very well be them. Like, I understand this person because her sense of humor is, in a way, this kind of, like, millennial, sarcastic thing. And so for us millennials, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked it.
I felt like I knew her.
Yeah. That's
I felt that, too.
You're going to say something, Dave.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say that in the flashbacks, it seemed like her personality was kind of like snarky and sarcastic anyway, too. So it's like, seems like it was just intensified with like the grief that she's had to endure through.
Yeah. Do you guys feel like enough happened in this 30 minutes of television?
No.
Well, I think that's interesting because we were talking about it and some of you felt like it felt like an hour to you guys. I feel like they jam-packed a lot in 29 minutes.
I think it ended exactly where it should have ended. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, oh, it's over. Yeah. Okay. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel like it was too slow because I think that they were laying down the foundation of where they're going with the show.
I like the format too. Like, it was like, I was really tempted to keep watching because it just kind of slides through and it starts immediately. It was just like, it's paced really well.
Yeah.
I kind of disagree. I don't think it was paced very well. I think I looked at my computer and I had 19 minutes left and I thought, oh, God. But then those 19 minutes went very quickly. Okay. It kind of sped up in the, you know, like almost halfway through. Mm-hmm. But I thought if it's a comedy, which the trailer... would presume that it was. It's a dark comedy about real things. It needed to have more jokes in it.
Is it being portrayed as a comedy?
Well, on Wikipedia, they're calling it a comedy drama.
Definitely more drama than comedy so far.
Well, now...
But it's also 28 minutes long.
Yeah.
I mean, I felt like there was enough... Like, I probably laughed 3 times.
It's like lighthearted, but I wouldn't say it was
a comedy.
Yeah.
It's not. It's a drama.
Yeah,
it's drama a half hour drama.
But maybe it gets lighter as the show goes on. I mean, they had to introduce the fact that her husband died.
So. Right.
And it's also so funny the tropes that we are so accustomed to. For me, I'm like, if a show is a drama and it's going to make me cry, it needs to be this amount of minutes. But if it's a comedy and it's not that amount of minutes, I don't know like what to categorize it as.
I think Transparent sort of broke that for me. Like, I feel like I used to like kind of watch TV that way, but. Mm-hmm. It seems like there's no rules anymore.
There's no rules.
No.
Yeah.
At all.
Actually, I think a good comparison is Kidding, which we did a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Or Smilf.
Yeah.
Honestly, kind of like Girls to me.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that show either.
No comment.
I know Sam loves Lena Dunham. Well, I think, I mean, for the most part, there's not... Oh, the only other thing I wanted to ask. Did the show discuss how and why Elizabeth Olsen and Kelly Marie Tran are siblings?
No.
Nope.
That's an interesting thing I'm curious about.
Yeah.
Yeah, because at first I was like, you guys aren't going to be friends anymore. You can't talk to each other like that.
But they're sisters.
And then finally, oh, you're sisters.
Right.
Okay.
It could be different fathers.
Or yeah.
They could have really liked her. No, it's not like that's like adopted, whatever. But like if you're girlfriends with someone, it's like, you're a bitch. This, like, the normal girlfriend, even if your husband just died, would go, I don't think so.
So you guys didn't get right away that they were sisters?
No.
I did.
I thought they were being mean to each other.
You didn't either?
No, I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so. I definitely knew it. I picked up on that.
Just me.
Just kidding.
Okay, Voldemort.
I know, just joking.
But do you guys have another, who would you say you enjoyed the most other than Elizabeth Olsen?
Her mother. Who wouldn't want that mom? I love her.
You know, I sort of felt like it was her episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Kelly Marie Tran was fine, but when I think about the performances and the moments that stuck out most to me, I have to give it to her. It's hard for me to even...
All of them were yeah. like her moments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But she was great. I mean, I will say, like, for someone who has to follow in the footsteps of Mary-Kate and Ashley, I think she's really proving herself to be a fine young actress. I thought she was great in this. And I think the show's great. I mean, like, I don't know if I'll watch more. We didn't do our pass or play.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny. I love James Ponsoldt. I found this to be a little heavy to the point where, like, if it was a movie and I knew it was a 2-hour commitment, I'd watch it. But to watch, like, 10 more hours of this just feels like it might be a little much.
Well, you kind of have to, like, figure it out, feel people out, feel the internet out mm-hmm. to think, is this going to be a good show? What are people saying?
Right.
And if all of a sudden people are like, it is fantastic, like Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which no one would have watched in the first place. Shout out to us for that being our first unaired show, by the way.
Yeah.
It
won all the Emmys. But, you know, like no one would have known that show if people didn't start talking about it. So if they start talking about this, I could see it being great.
Right.
I think for me, the compelling aspect is like learning about like supporting someone who's grieving. Because like I even have friends who are going through that now. And I feel like I can pull a lot from this show.
Yeah.
So, like, for me, that's probably why I'll keep checking it out. One, it's also easy to access.
Yeah, you're right.
So, like, that's probably, like, a personal thing and a reason I'll watch it.
Yeah, it's definitely well written.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. Well.
So, is that our pass or play?
Oh, yeah.
We need to give our numbers, too.
Yeah.
Well, and our if shows are like this show.
Oh, yeah.
We just can't.
What is happening here?
Did we do your pass or play yet?
Did you guys? Was that your pass or play?
I'll give mine now, officially. Okay. I'll probably give it a double play.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
I think I'm probably going to pass in the show, but I'd recommend it to audiences.
Jeff!
I know, sorry.
Are you kidding me?
Other shows like this, I would say, like, I thought of Smilf pretty quickly. Just, like, complicated female protagonist. Sort of a melancholy look at the challenging life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know, what do you guys think? Maybe a little bit of Vita?
I had Kidding in there. Just because we watched that recently.
Yeah, yeah, and like I said, I thought Weeds a little bit.
Yeah.
Weeds is way funnier. But
yeah. Actually, I think Vita, because it's that half-hour drama.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's a very specific.
Yeah.
And that show is all about grief as well. Yeah. So very, you know, popular show, Smilf and Vita, which 30,000 people are watching.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a cheese you just said. Smilf, yeah. Vita.
Smilf and Vita. It does. okay, if we had to rate this pilot, starting with D'Angelo.
I gotta go like 3.6.
3.65. I was gonna do 3.6, but I just need to be different.
What did you write?
Oh my god, she's gonna get there. I knew she was gonna get there.
I know. I was gonna give it a 3.9.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's no way you get. There's no reason.
Linda's gonna tank.
How can you dislike a 3.9? A 3.9.
No, I'm glad that he said 3.9. Okay, I'm going to say...
Like, mark this time. This is the time that Linda likes Jeff's rating.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it makes sense.
She rates my ratings every week.
they don't make sense, some of them, to me personally. I'm going to say 3.8.
Okay.
We're all in the same range.
So it seems like we all like the show. And I mean, kudos to Facebook for... This is a bit of a risky property. Like, this isn't a safe choice for a show. Agreed. So I have to applaud. And I think... If I had to be critical, I would say YouTube has made safe choices on paper that haven't necessarily added up.
Yeah.
Whereas I think Facebook seems to be taking risks, and at least from an artistic standpoint, I have to applaud what they're doing. So,
just curious question. I just have this like fun image of Mark Zuckerberg just like be like, "Hey guys, what's going on here on the set? This is Facebook show." Like, do you think he has anything to do with the show at all?
He just maybe green
lighted. He loves Hollywood. Come on.
Except he didn't like The Social Network. I mean, I wouldn't
either. Well, he didn't like
depiction of himself.
So he does love Hollywood. Is that a thing?
Yes. I didn't know that.
I don't know. I don't know how involved he is with this. It'd be interesting to find out.
Let us know if any of you guys know.
Yes. And if anyone's watching this show, I'd be curious to see what you think. Do you think we overhyped the pilot? Is Elizabeth Olsen's performance as good as we're saying? Let us know what you think in the comments. It's free to watch the pilot, so check it out. And if you watch more, let us know.
Is it You have to pay for the whole series after that?
No, I think the whole season is free.
Yeah, the whole season is free. So, but the first four are already out.
Oh.
Okay. So maybe just the first four are free.
No, they dropped four. The whole season will be free, though.
So watching Facebook is going to be... Watching Facebook scripted shows will always be free, as I guess. Know for now. Okay.
Because they're hacking our lives and know everything we're doing. I just want you to be on the app forever.
Yeah. But just before we go, one more quick question about this. What is incentivizing Facebook to make television?
That's a great question. I don't know. I mean, I think they maybe just having people on the app even longer. There's no advertisement on. Yeah, I mean, long term, they have to put ads in there.
And they have to keep up with what people are doing. Everyone is streaming now. It's not just like, oh, I'm scrolling through Facebook and I'm posting this and that. They're watching reality and non-reality scripted shows. Yeah. Whatever they're watching, they're streaming it all. They're streaming it on the go. So I can see how this would make sense in the direction to move.
And I mean, I know you guys all, everyone knows this. It's like our moms are on Facebook. Some of our grandmas are on Facebook. It's kind of becoming a place where older generations.
Jeff is also on Facebook.
Okay, so am I, okay?
I love it.
But where people are more comfortable that they're older. So they're losing people. I mean, kids these days only want to do Instagram. So I think maybe this is a way to bring more people back to Facebook.
That's fair.
You have to have an account if you want to watch.
I definitely think it's a long-term plan, too. I'm with you. And I think it's a long-term because they haven't put much advertising money into it. So maybe it's just you revisit it. Long-term, you're going to come to it.
That's true.
Yeah.
If they can hook you.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, cool. That's a great point. Well, with that excellent point, I say we make ourselves out, guys. This has been TV Pilot Reviews, and today we reviewed Facebook Watches, brand new scripted half-hour drama, Sorry for Your Loss, starring Elizabeth Olsen and Kelly Marie Tran. Again, we'd love to know what you guys think. There are comments down below, and let us know in the comments what you thought of the show. We'd be super curious to hear your thoughts. If you're more of a Twitter person, let's say you're listening on the podcast in your car right now, we also have Twitters. If you want to reach me, you can do that at Jeffrey C. Graham. How about the rest of you guys?
I'm Linda at Linda So Girly.
And I'm Sam Davidson. You can find me at SamD43 Twitter and Instagram.
And I'm D'Angelo. You can find me on Instagram at D'Angelo or on Twitter at D'AngeloTV.
And guys, don't forget to help rate, and subscribe our podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button. It really, really helps us. And yeah, if you're someone who's been listening to our podcast, maybe while you're exercising or in the car, it really, really helps us if you hop on iTunes and give us those 5 stars. Mm-hmm. We bring this content to you for free as a service because we love television just as much as you. So help spread the love. Give us those 5 stars. And if you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button as well because AfterBuzz is putting out a ton of great content.
Yep.
All right. With that, guys, we'll see you next week here on TV Pilot Reviews. Thanks for tuning in.
Deuces. Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz
see you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.